Dieser Bericht Mangus AC Bacteria Dante Swan Michelle Pai Pai de Soto de Jianzong. Nerum Boda Kanga Yuan Yi, Dichi Jang, Shije Shu Da Shiba. Shijin Ijolu, Shije Jore, Didian, New Year.
Maya Prita Gana Ashuri Bhavama Sita. Last day, we have been discussing four classes of men who come to God, and four classes of men who do not come to God.
前一天我们讨论了有四类人接近神，有四类人不接近神。
The four classes of men who do not come to God, they are impious, foolish, lowest of the mankind, and their knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy, and they are atheists.
那四类不接近神的人，他们是不虔诚的，或者是愚蠢的，人类中最低等的，或者知识是被假象偷走的，或者是无神论者。
Namangduskidana murha parvadanti naranhama maya apurhita jnana asuri bhavamasita. We have discussed this point in detail.
我们详细讨论了这一点。
The next, that four classes of men, hatu or thati, jnani chavharatamsa. Hatu jignyasu or thati, jnani chavharatamsa. Four classes of men who are pious, but at the same time distressed, poverty stricken, and inquirer and inquisitive of transcendental knowledge, and jnani and philosopher. Jigyasu, inquisitive and philosopher.
下面讲了有四类人，他们是虔诚的，但同时是受苦的、贫穷的、好问的，或对他人的知识好问的。Gyan哲学家，Jigyasu，好问的。These
four classes of men, they come to God.
这四类人，他们接近神。Now,
so far, the four classes of men who do not come to God. That means the impious, the foolish, the lowest of the mankind, whose knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy and the atheist.
对于那四类不接近神的人，即那些不虔诚的、愚蠢的、人类中最低等的，知识被迷幻能量偷走的，以及无神论者们。
Apart from these classes of men, the four classes of men who come to God, just like artha, distress, inquisitive, or thati. Thati means poverty stricken, and jnani means philosopher.
除了这几类人之外，有四类人接近神，例如 artha 意思是受苦的，还有好问的 ，arthati 意思是贫穷的 ，jnani 意思是哲学家。
Now, out of these four classes, Lord Krishna says, Tesham jnani nitya jitta eko bhakti visishyate. Out of these four classes, men, one who is philosophically trying to understand the nature of God with devotion, with Krishna consciousness,
To Krishna 说，在这四类人中，那一个想要哲学性的，通过奉献，通过 Krishna 直觉理解神的本性的人，他是 Visishyate。
Visishyate means specially qualified.
Visishyate 意思是他特别有资格。
Specially qualified.
他特别的有资格。
Priyohi jnanina atyartham aham Sacha mama priya. For a person who is Krishna conscious at the same time philosophically trying to understand what is the nature of God. So he is very dear to me, Krishna.
如果有一个人有 Krishna 的知觉，同时有哲学性的想要理解什么是神的本性，那么他对我非常亲切。Krishna 说
，He is very dear to me because he has no other business than to understand what is God.
他对我非常亲切，因为除了理解神之外，他没有其他的事情。
Others just like a distressed man. He is in distress.But because he is fired, therefore he believes in God, he goes to the churches, or to the temple, or to the mosque, and prays, my dear Lord, I am very much distressed, kindly help me.
至于一个受苦的人，因为他在苦难之中，但因为他是虔诚的，因此他相信神，他到教堂或者庙宇，或者清真寺而祈祷。我亲爱的主啊，我现在在受苦，请帮助我。
But the difficulty of this person is that God does not require to be prayed for asking anything.
但这个人的困难在于，神是不需要向他祈祷要求任何东西的。
He is pious, he is distressed, but at the same time he is foolish.
他是虔诚的，他在受苦，但同时他是愚蠢的。
Why he is foolish?
为什么说他愚蠢呢
？Because he does not know that God is with me within my heart. He's sitting along with me.
因为他不知道，神是和我在一起，在我心中，他和我坐在一起。
Soul and the super soul, both of them are sitting together.
灵魂和超灵，他们两者坐在一起。
And God knows everything about me.
而神知道关于我的一切。
So I do not require to pray from God to get me out of this distress. He knows everything. Why shall I pray?
因此我不需要向神祈祷，说我能摆脱这苦难。他一切都知道，为什么我需要祈祷呢？
He leaves everything to God.
这样的人把一切都留给神决定。
He does not pray.
他并不祈祷。
He prays. He prays to glorify the God. How great you are. Not for his personal interest. Oh God, give me my bread, give me my dress, give me my shelter.
他向神祷告，只是为了去荣耀神。啊，你是多么伟大，而并不是为他个人的利益。啊，神啊。请给我日常面包，请给我衣服，请给我住房。
That is also good. It's better than the person that Murha, the foolish, the atheist, and the lowest of the mankind.
这也是好的，它比那种穆达那些愚蠢的人、无神论者和人类是最低等的人要好。
Far better.
它比他们要好得多。
Even he's going and asking in the church, "Oh God, give me my daily bread."
即便他是到教堂中祈祷。啊，神啊，请给我日常的面包，他也比他们要好。
But at the same time, he's less intelligent because he does not know that God is with me, and he knows everything about me.
但同时，他是不够智慧的，因为他并不知道神和我在一起，他知道关于我的一切。
Therefore, one who is pure devotee, he does not pray to God.For any personal interest.
因此，一个纯粹的奉献者，他不向神祷告，为了任何个人的利益。
Even if he is distressed, he says, "Oh Lord, it is your kindness."
即便他处于苦难之中，他说：“啊，主啊，这是你的仁慈。”
You have put me in distress just to rectify me.
你使我受苦，只是为了纠正我。
I would have been put into more and more thousand times in distress, but you are giving me little, that's all. That is your great mercy.
我可以被置于比这要还要苦难成千上万倍的苦难之中，但你只给了我一点点，仅此而已。这是您的伟大的仁慈。
That is his vision.
这是他的观点。
He does not. He is not disturbed.
他并不受打扰.
To Lathamana Pamana. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't care for all this material distress or insult or honor because he is aloof from this.
在 Krishna 世界中的人，他并不在意这些物质的苦难或者侮辱或者荣誉，因为他是远离这些的。
He knows very well that this designation, this honor, or this insult, they are pertaining to my body, but I am not this body.
他很清楚的知道，这些名称、这些荣誉、侮辱，都是和我身体有关的，但我并不是这个身体。
Just like Socrates.
比如说苏格拉底。
Socrates was condemned to death because he believed in the an immortality of the soul.
苏格拉底因为他相信灵魂的不朽性，被判了死刑。
So he was condemned to death, and he was asked to take hemlock or something like that, poison.
他被判了死刑，而他被迫。和毒性或者类似那样的毒药。
And the judge wanted, yeah, well, Socrates, how do you want to be put into the grave?
法官问他，苏格拉底，你想怎么样的被放入坟墓呢？
He replied, first of all, you catch me, then you put me into the grave.
他回答说，首先你要抓住我，然后你才能把我放进坟墓。
You are dealing with my body, nonsense.
你是在和我的身体打交道，这毫无意义。
I am out of this.
我是在这之外的。
You kill me or put me into the grave or whatever you like. I don't mind.
你可以杀死我，把我放入坟墓，或者随你怎么做，我不在意。
First of all, you catch me, then you put me into the grave.
首先你得抓住我，你才能把我放进坟墓。
So this is.One who is completely conversant with Krishna science, he knows very well.
因此，一个清楚、非常精通 Krishna 自觉的人，他清楚地知道。
I am not this body. I am part and parcel of Krishna.
我不是这个躯体，我是 Krishna 的所属部分。
My eternal relation with Krishna.
我的永恒的关系是和 Krishna 在一起。
But somewhere or other.I have been put into this entanglement of this material body.
但不知怎的，我被纠缠于这个物质身躯体之中。
All right. Now I am in sin. I get aloof from it. I am not going to be associated with the three qualities of this material nature.
好吧，现在我恢复了理智，我要远离你，我不要和这物质自然的三种形态联谊。
As we have discussed in this morning, I am not concerned with the modes of goodness, and modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. I am concerned with Krishna.
但是我们今天早上讨论的，我不关心这善良形态，或者情欲形态，或者愚昧形态，我只关心 Krishna.
Therefore, such a learned.And was understood his real position and his relationship with Krishna, his gyani.
这样一个有学问的人，知道了他真正的地位以及他和 Krishna 的关系，他是 gyani.
He knows.
他知道。
Therefore, he is very much dear to Krishna.
因此，他对于 Krishna 来说非常亲切。
And Krishna always guides him.
而 Krishna 总是指导他。
This man who is in distress goes and prays to God. That praying of God is an asset to him. But it may be when he is put into opulence, he forgets God.
而另一个人处于苦难之中去向神祈祷，这向神祈祷对也是他的一个优点，但是有可能当他变富了之后，他便忘了神。
There is defect in that.
这便是那个过程的一种缺点。
But a gyani, one who knows, will never forget God.
但是一个给你，他真的能知道，他永远不会忘记神。
His business will go on, continue.
他的事会继续。
Oh. That therefore, Krishna says, Tisham Jnani Nitya Jutta. Jnani is Nitya Jutta.
因此 Krishna 说Jnani是 Nitya Jutta。
Jnani is not a, he is not a Jnani, a man in knowledge.Who is not eternally engaged in the service of Krishna.
一个不是永恒的从事对 Krishna 的服务的人，他并不是 Jnani， 处于自世中的人。
There is a class of Jnani, impersonalist.
有一类 Jnani， 非人格主义者。
They say that because to worship impersonal is very difficult for us.So imagine some form of God.
他们说，对于我们来说，非人格的崇拜是非常困难的，因此想象一些神的形象吧。
They are not Jnani.
他们并不是 Jnani.
They are fools.
他们是傻瓜。
Oh, you cannot imagine the form of God. God is so great.
你不可能想象神的形象，神是这么伟大。
That may be your imagination.But that is not the form of God.
那可能是你的想象，但那并不是神的形象。
That is concoction.
那只是臆造。
They are called iconographer. Iconographer.
他们被称为设计神像者。
There are two classes of man, iconoclast and iconographer.
有两类人 ,iconoclast, 反对崇拜神像者和 iconographer,臆测神像者。
Those who imagine the form of God, they are not Jnani, they are iconographer.
那些臆想神的形象的人，他们并不是 Jnani, 他们是臆测神像者。
And those who think that I have killed God or I have finished God, they are iconoclast.
另外一些人想，我杀死了神或者。我死神完蛋了，他们是反对神像者。
Just like in India, we had experience during British days, there are Hindu-Muslim riots.
咱们在印度我们都有经验，在英国统治期间有印度徒和穆斯林的骚乱。
So the Hindus would go to theA mosque of the Muslim and break it, and the Muslim would go to the temples of the Hindus and break the idol.
印度徒会到穆斯林的清真寺去，把它砸烂；而穆斯林会到印度徒的庙宇里面，把里面的偶像砸碎。
And they will think that we have finished Hindu's God.
而他们会想，啊，我们杀死了印度的神。
Just like.Hindus also think, oh, they have broken their mosque, therefore have broken their God.
那些印度徒也想，啊，我们砸碎了他们清真寺，我们也砸死了他们的神。
These are foolishness.
这些只是愚蠢。
In another case, I got experience when there was, non-cooperation movement of Gandhi. The people became riotous.And they began to break anything government, especially the post boxes on the streets.
另外一个例子，我自己的经验，当甘地的不合作运动的时期，人们变得非常骚乱，他们开始砸碎任何和政府有关的东西，特别是街上的邮箱。
They thought by breaking the post boxes, they are finishing the post office.
他们想通过砸碎这些邮箱。他们可以使这个邮局完蛋。
So these are foolishness.
这些都是愚蠢。
They are not Jnani.
他们不是 Jnani.
One who has got real conception of God, they have no quarrel with each other.
那些有关于神的真正的概念的人，他们互相之间没有争吵。
All the history of religious fight, Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, non-Christian, they are all ignorant.
所有的宗教战争的历史，印度徒和穆斯林，基督教和非基督教，这些都是愚昧。
They are all ignorant.
都是愚昧。
One who is in the knowledge, he knows that God is one.
那些处于知识中的人，他们知道神只有一个。
God cannot be Hindu, God cannot be Muslim, God cannot be Christian. God is God.
神不可能是印度徒的，不可能是穆斯林的，也不可能是基督徒的。神是神。
He has no material qualification.
他没有物质的品质。
It is our conception that God is such and such, God is such and such. That is imagination. That is called iconography.
我们的概念是神是这样，神是那样等等，这都是只是想象，特别称为臆测神像者。
So they are not God.
他们不是概念。
They are not man in knowledge. Man in knowledge is different.
他们不是处于知识中的人，处于知识中的人是不同的。
He knows that God is transcendental.
他知道神是超然的。
Just like even Shankaracharya, the impersonalist, he says, Narayana para abhaktya.
即便是非人格主义者 Shankaracharya, 他也说 Narayana para abhaktya.
And in the morning also, we have discussed this point that one who knows God transcendental above this material quality, he knows.
今天早上我们也讨论了一个知道神是超然的，是在这个物质形态之上的人，他真正知道。
So therefore Krishna says here Prohi Gyanina Atyartham. The man who is actually in knowledge of the science of God is very dear to God.
因此 Krishna 说，那个真正的处于关于神的科学的知识中的人，对于神非常亲切。
Priyohi Gyanina Atyartham Aham Satcha Mama Priya. That is a personal relationship with the devotee and God.
那是奉献者和神之间的个人的关系。
The devotee, he does not know anything beyond God.And God also does not know anything beyond his devotee.
奉献者只知道神，不知道任何其他的。神也只知道他的奉献者，不知道其他的。
So sweet relation.
这样甜蜜的关系。
God is always after me, as we have discussed many times, that he is sitting in the same tree, in this heart.
神总是在追我，正如我们讨论过许多次的，他坐在同一棵树上，在这个心中。
I am sitting, and my friend God is also sitting, super soul, eternal.
我坐在那里，我的朋友神也坐在那里，作为超人，永恒的。
Wherever I am taking my transmigration, when I leave this body and enter into another body, God also goes there.Just to see what I am doing.
每当我转世的时候，我离开这个躯体，进入另一个躯体，神也总跟着走，仅仅是要看我做的怎么样。
When I shall turn my face towards him, he is simply waiting.
他只是在等着，我什么时候能把我的脸转向他。
And as soon as I turn my face towards God, He says, my dear son, come on.
一旦我把脸转向他，他说，啊，我亲爱的儿子，来吧。
Tata mama priya. Lord says, so you are eternally dear to me. Now you are turning your face to me. So I am very glad.
主说，你永远对我是非常亲切的。现在你把你的脸转向了我，我非常高兴。
Therefore, Gyani.One who understands the science of God.
因此 Gyani 是一个理解了关于神的科学的人。
Simply, God That is good. That is also very good.
仅仅知道啊，神是好善的，那也是非常好的。
But one should understand what is it.
但一个应该知道关于神的科学。
That science of God is Srimad Bhagavat Gita and Srimad Bhagavat.
因为关于神的科学是 Bhagavad Gita 和 Srimad Bhagavatam。
Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the science of.
Bhagavad Gita 是神的科学的初步学习。
God. So, anyone who is actually interested in God, they should study the science of God. Bhagavad Gita.
任何一个真正的对神非常感兴趣的人。他们应该学习神的科学 Bhagavad Gita
Vijnanam Vijnanam is science
Vijnanam 意思是科学
Jnanam me paramam guiham jad vijnanam samannitam In the Bhagavad there is a statement like this Vijnanam Jnanam means knowledge Paramam guiham Very confidential Very subtle and confidential
在八卦他们中间有这么一句话 Gyanam 意思是科知识 Paramam Guhyam 非常的微妙非常机密
Paramam Guhyam That the Jnana Samanitam Which is full of scientific knowledge
Yet the Jnana Samanitam 充满了科学知识
Sarhasyam It is full of mystery also
Sarhasyam也是充满了机密。
Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samannitam sarahasyam tad angancha and how to understand the different departmental knowledge of God
以及如何去理解关于神的不同方面的知识。
Grihita Gadidang Maya, that knowledge can be imparted by God Himself.
那个知识是可以由神本人给予的。
You cannot manufacture the knowledge of God.
你不能制造任何关于神的知识。
As you discovered some scientific knowledge of this material world, similarly, you cannot discover God by such knowledge.
虽然你可以通过发现这个物质世界的科学知识，但通过这种知识，你不可能发现神。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
The knowledge of God can be had when it is explained by God Himself or a bona fide representative of God.
只有当神本人或者他的一个真正的代表进行解释的时候，才可能获得关于神的知识。
That is the process.
那才是方法。
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it's fine.
因此，在不带反观中说。
Yada yada hi dharma sagnani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. Whenever there is discrepancy in the matter of understanding the science of God,At that time, I incarnate myself.
每当在理解关于神的科学的方面有了衰落的时候，在那个时候我降临自己。
Because this whole system is like that, that it is an opportunity to the conditioned soul to recoup themselves, to come back to God.
因为整个这样的系统是设定了作为一个机会。可以受条件限制的灵魂，使他们能够恢复自己，回归神。
This whole material creation is there, manifestation is there, to give the conditioned soul an opportunity to recoup himself and to understand what is his relationship with God and come back to God.
整个的物质创造暂时是为了给受条件限制的灵魂一个机会恢复自己，理解。什么是他和神的关系，以及回归神。
So anyone who is very much inquisitive and at the same time eager to understand his relationship with God He is called a Jnani, a man in knowledge, and he is very dear to Krishna.
因此，仍是一个非常好问的人，同时又非常急于知道他和神的关系，他被称为 Jnani， 处于姿势中的人，他对 Krishna 非常亲切。
It is not a sentiment.
并不是感情事。
Oh, by sentiment you talk some nonsense. That is not bhakti. That is not real devotion.
通过感情用事，一个人可以胡说八道，那并不是 bhakti， 那并不是奉献。
Devotion is not sentiment. It is a science.
奉献并不是感情用事，它是一门科学。
Rupa Goswami says.
Rupa Goswami 说。
Shruti Sriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhin Vina Poikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpata Eva Kalpate. He says that a show of devotion, a show of spirituality, without reference to the Vedic knowledge, Shruti Sriti, and corollaries to the Veda, Pancharatriki Vidhin, and the definition of Bhakti Sutra, Narada Bhakti Sutra, and such authoritative books.
他说，一种奉献或者灵性的展示，但是不按照伟达的知识 Shruti Sriti 以及伟达经的推论 Pancharatriki Vidhin，还有 Bhakti Sutra 的定义，例如 Narada Bhakti Sutra 以及类似的权威的书籍。
We can't be Hare Bhakti if a man is showing himself that he is very great devotee and a man in knowledge without any reference of the authoritative Shastra book. That is simply disturbing.
如果一个人装成是非常伟大的奉献者，非常有知识，但并不按照任何权威的 Sutra 书籍，那么这只是一种闹事。
Utpat means disturb.
Utpat 意思是扰乱闹事。
A man saying that he is a great, man of knowledge, but he has no reference with the books of knowledge or the authoritative books. That is simply creating disturbance.
如果一个人装成是伟大的奉献者，非常有知识，但并不根据任何权威的书籍的知识，那么他只是在闹事。
That is not religiosity, neither devotion, nothing else.
那并不是宗教，也不是奉献，什么都不是。
So, this Krishna consciousness is a science. We have to take it scientifically, as they are described in the authoritative books.And test it by your reason and argument and knowledge and follow it.
因此这么科学的知觉是文字科学，你应该科学地接受它，正如在权威的书籍中所描述的，运用你的逻辑思辨来检验它，然后追随它。
It is science. It is not sentiment.
这是门科学，并不是感情用事。
Whatever you are doing here,The dancing, singing, and everything, that is all scientific.
无论我们在这里做的什么，跳舞、唱诵等等，都是科学的。
Simply you have to understand.
就是你必须要理解它。
Therefore, Jnani, only a person who is in knowledge, who is his knowledge of the science of Krishna, he can make an rapid advancement.And he is very dear to Krishna.
因此只有 Jnani, 一个处于知识中的人，处于关于 Krishna 的知识中的人，他可以取得迅速的进步，而且他对 Krishna 非常亲切。
Because slow but sure, he is making sure progress.
因为虽然缓慢，但是非常稳定，他在稳定地取得进步。
It is no sentiment.
并没有感情事。
Jnani, priyahi jnanina atyartham.Atyartham means very aham. Krishna is very dear to the person in knowledge and that man is also very dear to Krishna.
因此 Krishna 对于那个处于姿势上的人非常亲切，那个人对 Krishna 也非常亲切。
Reciproca.
互相的。
If you love Krishna, then Krishna will love more than.
如果你爱 Krishna, 那么 Krishna 会更爱你。
You can what capacity I've got to love Krishna?
你有多少能力去爱 Krishna 呢？
But Krishna in love, he has got immense capacity.
但 Krishna 会爱你，他有巨大的能力。
So that is fact.
那是一门科学。
And what is the next?
下一步什么呢？
Now Krishna says, Udara sarvaivaite jnani tatmaiva mematam asita sahi juktatma mameva anuttamam gatim. Now those persons, those who are distressed and those who are poverty stricken, they go to God, they pray to God. Now Krishna is accepting their endeavor.
那些受苦的或者贫穷的人，他们去接近神，向神祈祷，这里 Krishna 也接受他们的努力。
Udara sarve, they are all of them. These four classes of men, either he is coming to me in distress.Are being poverty-stricken, or as inquisitive, or as real a man of knowledge, they are welcome.
Krishna 说，所有的四类人，无论他到我这里是由于受苦，或者贫穷，或者好问，或者真正有知识的人，他们都受欢迎。
They are welcome.
他们都受欢迎。
Udara, they are very good.
Udara, 他们都非常好。
Survey with it. But out of them, Gani to Atvaima Mematam is still that person who is in knowledge is very dear to me.
但是他们当中那个处于知识中的人对我来说非常亲切。
Still, he is confirmed.
他证实这点。
So one should be in knowledge. Devotional service, it is fact.
因此一个人应该有知识。奉献服务什么科学？
And why others are welcome?
为什么其他人也受欢迎呢？
Those who are distressed has come to God, and those who are in poverty stricken has come to God. Why they are also welcome?
那些受苦的人接近神，那些贫穷的人接近神，为什么他们也欢迎呢？
They are welcome in the sense that because they have come to God, in course of time, they will also become as good as a man in knowledge.
他们受欢迎，因为他们接近了神，过一定的时间，他们也会变得像和处于知识中的人一样。
In the country.
如果他们坚持的话。
But generally it happens, one who goes to the church for some profit, if the profit is not there, he says it is not.
但通常发生的是，一个人会去教堂为了谋生利益，如果得不到这个利益，他便说这毫无意义。
He gives up all connection with church.
他放弃和教堂的一切联系。
I've got information from one of my god brother. He's German.
我从我的一个神兄弟那里得到信息，他是德国人。
He told me that during war time, many Germans they went to war and their wives.Sister, all women class, they went to church and prayed for the return of their husband, brother, or son.
他告诉我，在战争期间，许多德国人都上了战场，他们的妻子、姐妹、所有的妇女都去教堂，祈祷他们的丈夫、兄弟、儿子能够回来。
But they did not return, and all of them became atheists.
而他们并没有回来，所以那些人都成了无神论者。
Oh, there is no God.There is no God.
他们说啊，没有神，没有神。
Sometimes it happens like that, that we want God as my order supplier. If he does not supply the order, then he becomes no God.
有时候是这样，我们要神作为我们的供货商，如果他不能满足我们的订单，但他并不是神。
There is no God.
那么便没有神。
That is the defect of this kind of prayer.
这边是这类祷文的缺点。
But if they continue,
但如果他们继续的话,
now I'll give you one example.
我给你们举个例子。
There is a little boy, 5 years old, a royal family, Maharaj Dhruva.
有一个皇家家庭的5岁的小孩子, Maharaj Dhruva.
He was insulted by his stepmother.
他被他的继母侮辱了。
The little boy was sitting on the lap of his father, and his stepmother dragged the boy. Oh, you cannot sit on the lap of your father, because you are not born of me.
这个小孩子坐在他父亲的膝盖上，和他的继母把他拖下来，说：“你不能坐在你父亲的膝盖上，因为你不是我生的。”
Oh, the boy became very much angry, because he was the son of a Kshatriya. They are in most of passion, so he took it a great insult. And he went to his own mother.
这孩子非常的悲伤，因为他是家雀的儿子，他们是在愚昧形态中，因此他把这当成是非常伟大、巨大的侮辱。
The king had 2 queens.
他到他的母亲那里去。这个国王有2个皇后。
The senior queen had this boy, and the junior queen had no son.
这个年长的皇后有这个孩子。 而年幼的皇后没有儿子。
So junior queen was very much envious of this boy.
因此年幼的皇后对这个孩子非常嫉妒。
So she dragged the boy from the lap of his father, but the boy felt insulted.
他把孩子从他父亲的膝盖上脱下来，让孩子感到受到了侮辱。
He went to his mother and cried, "My mother, junior mother has insulted me in this way. I was sitting."
他到他母亲那里哭着说：“妈妈，我那个母亲把我这样的侮辱了我。”
Oh yes, my boy. What can I do? I'm helpless. Your father does not like me.
那我的孩子，我能做什么呢？我帮不了你。你的父亲不喜欢我。
Then how can I take revenge?
那我怎么样能报复呢？
Oh, my dear boy, you are helpless. If God helps you, then he can take revenge. Because womanly character.
我亲爱的孩子，你是无助的。如果神帮助你，那你能报复。这是女性的特点。
Oh, where is God?
神在哪里呢？
He said, oh, I understand. So many great sages and saints go to the jungle and forest. They see God there. They undergo penances and austerity, and then find God there.
他说，据我所知，有许多伟大的圣人们，他们去丛林里，他们在那里见到神，他们进行苦行，在那里发现神。
Oh, he at once went to the forest. Then he was asking the tiger, "Oh, you are God, the elephant, you are God."
他立刻便去了森林，他会问老虎，啊，你是什么？问大象，你是什么？
In this way, when Narayan saw, oh, this boy is very much inquisitive, so he sent Narad that go and see what is the condition of this boy.
就这样，当Narayan看到啊，这个孩子非常好问，他便派Narad说，去那里看这个孩子条件怎么样。
So Narad came. Narad is the agent of God.
Narad便去了，他是神的使者。
My dear boy, you are. You belong to the royal family, you cannot suffer all this penance and austerity. Please go back to your home. Your father is very much anxious for you, your mother is very much anxious for you.
回你的家吧，你的父亲为你非常焦虑，你的母亲也为你非常焦虑。
The boy said, my dear sir, you don't try to dissuade me in that way.
孩子说，我亲爱的先生，你不要这样的使我泄气。
If you know something about God, how can I see God? Then tell me.
如果你知道关于神的一些事情，我怎么样能见到神？那么告诉我。
Otherwise, go out. Don't disturb.
要不然你便离开，不要打扰我。
So you are far with the term.
特别这么坚定.
Now, this boy was initiated by Narada.
那儿的便启迪了这个孩子.
When he saw that this boy is determined, then he initiated him and gave him mantra there. Oh, Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
当他看到这个孩子非常坚定, 他便启迪了他, 给他 mantra, Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
He chanted that mantra and became perfect, and God came before him.
他唱了那个 mantra, 变得完美, 神到他面前.
Now when God came before him, God offered him, my dear Dhruva, what do you want? Take whatever you like.
神到他面前, 提供他说, 我亲爱的 Dhruva, 你想要什么? 无论你要什么, 拿去吧。
Then Dhruva said, my dear sir, Sana vilasis tapasi situham. Oh, I was situated in this severe type of balance simply for the matter of my father's kingdom, a land.
Dhruva said, 我进行这个苦行, 这是为了我父亲的国度,一片土地.
Sanam hilasis tapasi situham. Vam praptuman devamuninda guhyam. But I have now seen you, and you who is impossible to be seen even by the great sages and great saints, so I have seen you. So, what is my profit?
但是我见到了你, 而你是许多圣人,伟大的圣人都见不到的, 而我见到了你, 我的收获是什么呢?
Na kacham vichinnam apidibbaratnam, as if I came out of my home to find out some particles of glass, but I have found out a very valuable diamond.
就好比我离开了家庭, 想要寻找几片玻璃, 但是我却找到了一块非常贵重的金刚石。
Samin kita thosmi barangna jase. Oh, I am satisfied. I have no necessity of asking for.
我满足了, 我不需要向你要任何东西。
So, if anyone, either in distressed condition, or in poverty stricken, if he goes to God and just like the same determination like Dhruva.
因此任何人, 无论是受苦或者贫穷, 如果他接近神, 就如何 Dhruva 一样的决心, 即, 我一定要见到神, 从神里, 神那里得到这样的赐福, 如果他能见到神, 理解神, 那么他便不再想要任何物质的东西了, 他理解, 说这些物质的东西, 都是愚蠢, 我得到了真正的东西。 Yamlabdhva chapram labam manitira nadikam tata. 在《不加梵高》中提到, 这一收获, 当一个人真正有了 Krishna视觉, 他什么都不想要了。 正如Dhruva Maharaj说, Swamin kritatosmi varam na yache. 我亲爱的主啊, 我完全满足了, 我什么都不要, 我没有痛苦, 我也不贫穷, 我是最富有的, 没有东西能和我的资产相比, 他到达了这样的境界。
Because gradually they will come to this understanding.
因此 Krishna 说, 武达者, 他们也是好的, 因为逐渐的他们能得到这样的理解。
Because Granny knows that what are these material things? They are only flickering. Flickering.
因为一个 Granny 他知道, 这些物质的东西是什么呢? 他们只是摇曳不定的。
Suppose I get too much wealth and too much everything. What is this material? La puja pratistha. This material assets are three.
就算我有很多的财富, 有一切, 这有什么呢? 物质的财富有三类, labha, puja, pratistha.
Something I want some gain out of my work, profit.
Labha 是我可以通过我的工作获得的利益。
And puja, puja means people will adore me. Oh, you are such a rich man. You are so great man.
普讲意思是人们会崇拜我，啊，你这么富有，你这么伟大。
La puja, and pratistha, and fame. People may know me that I am Carnegie, I am Rockefeller, and Billa.
还有 pratistha, 名誉，人们会知道我是卡内基，我是洛克菲勒，或者我是 Billa.
But he does not know that Billa and Rockefeller is this body.
但他并不知道 Billa 或者 Rockefeller 只是这个躯体。
As soon as this body is finished, all Billa, Rockefeller is finished.
一旦这个躯体结束了，所有的 Billa 或者 Rockefeller 也都结束了。
Then I do not know, whether I am entering to cat or dog.
而我不知道我是不是会进入猫狗的躯体。
Because after finishing this body, you are neither Billa neither.
因为在这个躯体结束之后，你便不再是别人，也不再是 Rockefeller。
You are a spirit soul, and according to your own karma, according to your own work, your own work, you have to enter another body. It is different from Billa and Carnegie.
你是个灵魂，按照你自己的 karma, 你自己的工作，你必须要进入另一个躯体，那是和别人或者卡内基不同的。
Again, you know.So why shall I bother myself for this temporary designation?
你若赶紧知道，那我为什么还要为了这些短暂的名称麻烦我自己呢？
That is gain. He's gaining. He's man in knowledge.
那样的人是 gaining, 在处于自识之中。
I am pure soul. My eternal connection is Krishna.The Supreme Lord, let me establish that connection very firmly so that Krishna may take me back into his kingdom. That is my business.
我是纯粹的灵魂，我永恒的关系是和 Krishna 在一起，至尊主在一起。让我坚定地建立和他的关系，这样 Krishna 可以把我带回他的国度。那是我的任务。
So,This is the preference to the Gani.
因此，这边是 Gani 的优点。
That's all. Oh no. These persons who come to the shelter of God, being distressed or being poverty stricken, they are also welcome because there may be chance that one day he may be fully in knowledge.
因此，这些由于受苦或者贫穷。来到神的庇护之下的人，他们也是受欢迎的，因为他们有机会能有一天处于真正的知识之中。
So I don't want all these material things. I want simply you. That is my mission. That is my life mission. One should take it like that.
我不要这些物质的东西，我只想要你。这是我的使命，这是我一生的使命。
Then that is perfect life.
那样便是完美的生命。
The whole, cosmic situation is giving us all facility that you should enjoy.
整个宇宙的条件都提供我们一切的便利，可以享受。
So far, body is concerned, you get all things supplied by you, supplied by God.
至于躯体，你得到了一切由神提供给你的。
You have got enough grains, you have got enough fruit.
你有足够的谷类，有足够的水果。
You have got enough milk.
足够的牛奶。
You have got everything enough.
一切都足够。
You eat it, live peacefully. Because what is my want of this body? Ahara nidra bhayava intunancha. You can eat.
你可以吃，可以平和的生活。我的躯体的需要是什么呢？Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam. Ahara 意思是吃。
Ahara means eating, so you can eat, you can eat sufficiently.
因此你可以足够的进食。
Nidra, you can make shelter. God has given you so many wood, so many, planks you can get.
你得了，你可以造房子。 神给你提供了这么多木材,
make your home.
可以造个房子,
that's all. I sleep there peacefully.
在那里平和地睡觉,
and Nidra Bhaya, and you can defend as far as possible.
你可以尽可能地防卫你自己,
then you want sex life or life? There are so many women.
你想要性生活吗? 好的, 有那么多妇女,
get them married.
可以结婚,
live peacefully. And culture, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
平和的生活, 培养神觉, Krishna知觉.
That arrangement is there.
有这样的安排.
Why don't you do it? Why do you want more and more, more and more, more and more? This is foolishness.
为什么你不这么做呢? 为什么你总想要更多，更多，更多，更多？ 这是愚蠢。
So far your material necessities are concerned, oh, there is enough.
至于你的物质需要已经足够了。
All right, you are eating, can your manufacturing process can supply eating from the factories?
你是在进食，你能够从工厂里制造出任何食物来吗？
No. Then why do you bother about the factory?
不能。 那你为什么还要麻烦建工厂呢?
Why you spoil your energy? Just eat.
为什么还要浪费你的能量呢? 只要去吃便行。
Be satisfied. Whatever God has given you. And culture. Devote your time. For reviving your eternal relationship with God.
无论神提供给你什么, 要满足, 把你的时间用于恢复和神的永恒的关系。
Plain living and high thinking.
简单的生活, 崇高的思想,
that is the best type of civilization.
那是最好的文明。
You want sex? Can you manufacture sex in the factory? No.
你想要性生活, 你能从工厂里制造出性生活吗? 也不能。
Then it is supplied by God.
这是由神提供的。
So everything, whatever you require, that is supplied by God.
一切你需要的都是神提供的。
You take advantage of it and be God conscious or Krishna conscious.
你要可以利用它变得具有神觉, Krishna知觉。
That is your business.
那是你的任务。
So, God has given us all facilities to come to Him, but we are unfortunate. He has given us still more facilities in this age, because in this age we are all unfortunate, short living. So even we have no facilities for the primary necessities of life, ahara nidra bhaya maithuna, eating, sleeping and defending and mating. These things are absolutely necessary for keeping the body fit, but we have no such arrangement even that in this age.
神给我们一切方便到他那里，但我们很不幸。在这个年代，他甚至给我们更多的方便，因为在这个年代，我们非常不幸，短命，我们甚至连维持生命基本需要的便利都没有。哈哈拉尼德拉巴亚麦图呢，吃睡防卫和交配，这些东西。 对于保持身体健康是绝对需要的，但我们甚至连这样的安排都不具备。在这个年代里，有那么多的人没有住房，那么多人没有食物，那么多人没有婚姻生活、性生活，有那么多人在自然的迫害面前束手待命等等。这个年代是那样，因此在这个年代，主其他念推荐说：因为我现在连我物质躯体的便利都没有了，而我仍旧要在灵性生活中进步，怎么做呢？ Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalanaste, Vanaste, Vanaste, Vagatiranyata. 你只要唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 不管你是在工厂或在地狱或者在摩天大楼里面，不断唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 没有任何开销，没有任何禁令，没有任何种姓。 没有教条，没有肤色的区别，任何人 唱诵聆听，唱诵聆听。因此如果一个人这样或那样的接触了神，亏损了知觉，而他把他能量正确的用于正确的方向，那么他便一定能够回归家园。结束。